So you're getting older and things are starting to change with your body, your skin. Oh, let's face it, everything. Well, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Anti-Aging Uncensored, the show for driven women who want real solutions to defy their age. I'm your host, Jill Gilbert, digital health leader and entrepreneur. I'm a self-proclaimed product junkie as well as an overly obsessed fan of anti-aging breakthroughs and cutting-edge health solutions. And I'm going to help you tackle the challenging and oh-so-extraordinary next years of your lives. Now let's dive into the latest episode of Anti-Aging Uncensored. Have you ever tried to find the perfect shade of base makeup for your skin tone without having to physically try on the makeup? Or what about finding the perfect blush or lipstick that fits your face, not the models in the picture? I don't know about you, but I look at websites like Sephora and Ulta and get totally overwhelmed with what to choose for myself. It's literally like putting my makeup on in the dark. And during the pandemic, the need to try on and order cosmetics or find the perfect shade for my DIY hair color was just not happening. Years ago, I remember hopping onto a website where I'd upload a current photo and they would transpose a lipstick shade or a haircut on me, but the technology basically sucked. I felt like I looked like one of those cartoon paper dolls versus what I really look like in 3D. Well, everything has changed. The ability to scan our faces and our bodies is better than it's ever been. In fact, it's shockingly better. And it goes well beyond just cosmetics. Imagine getting diagnostics on your skin and being matched with the right products to tackle the skin challenges you have, or being able to track how well your current skincare is working. The technology I'm talking about is known as augmented reality and artificial intelligence. Don't get scared. It's built into an app on your smartphone that will change your experience with skincare and cosmetics brands forever. And it's free. I'm joined today by a literal guru of this amazing technology. Adam Gamm is the chief marketing officer for Perfect Core, a company focused on empowering the consumer's beauty journey. They are helping consumers connect to the beauty and skincare world like never before. So are you ready to get well-versed in how this technology will rock your world? Let's get started. Adam, it is so great to see you after being off a whole year from CES. We didn't get to see each other in person this year.
No, I really missed you, and I missed being in person with everybody at CES. It wasn't quite the same doing it virtually.
Not even close. Virtual events are very hard, and I think virtual exhibits are even harder. So I thought we would just dive in. I want to start. I always think of myself as like, give me the tech for dummies examples. So I thought we could talk about augmented reality. What is it exactly?
Sure. So augmented reality, or as a lot of people call it, AR, mm-hmm. is an interactive experience of a real world environment where the objects that reside in the real world are enhanced by a computer generated perceptual information. So what does that mean? Mm-hmm. It's really allowing you to use something like a smartphone or another device so that you can enhance the world around you. And augmented reality is one of the biggest technology trends right now. It lets you add digital elements to a live view, often using the camera or smartphone. So I think people think about it this probably in the spaces of like a Snapchat lens, or maybe people first started hearing about it years ago with Pokemon Go.
Right.
So that's really what augmented reality is. And I also think for today's talk, Jill, we probably should talk a little bit about artificial intelligence or AI, because that's going to come in, I think, in today's talk too.
Let me get one clarification just so I know. And even though I'm immersed in the space, sometimes I have to like refamiliarize with myself with this. So is it like Minted just came out with this app where I can sort of use my phone to put their art above my bed to sort of like try on the art before I actually make the decision? Is that sort of augmented reality. So
the technology, again, it's augmenting the things in the real world by using a secondary device. So that would be a perfect example of it. Absolutely.
So yes, let's talk about artificial intelligence.
Yeah. So AI is the theory and the development of computer systems that are able to perform tasks that normally require human intelligence, such as visual perception or speech recognition or decision-making, translating languages. For a lot of what we do at Perficore, you know, it's relying on facial recognition and being able to identify the human face.
So it's a brain.
it's using machine learning. Mm-hmm.
Incredible. So they're doing a ton of this work with healthcare. So let's talk a little bit about Perficore and the work you're doing, and then how you're utilizing these technologies to change the face of retail and beauty.
Sure. So Perficore is the leading provider of AR and AI beauty tech solutions for the beauty industry. And we're also the developers of the award-winning virtual beauty app, YouCam Makeup, which our YouCam apps have over 900 million global downloads. Beauty technologies are allowing consumers to easily discover beauty products, get personalized recommendations, diagnose skin conditions, and then, you know, virtually try on SKUs. And we work with over 300 global brand partners. Our technology, I feel like, has upgraded the beauty industry across all categories, including makeup, skincare, foundation, hair.
Yeah.
And on.
So when someone is using, wanting to enhance themselves or whatever, use your application, what do they need? Any special equipment, or will any smartphone work? Would it, like an iPhone?
So any mobile device or smartphone right now has the capabilities to do this. I think that you really need to have kind of an enhanced camera, which all the new mobile devices do. So really that high definition image really, you know, helps with the process. But right now, yeah, people can do it from their mobile devices. You can even use it from your PC, because most PCs now also have the camera enabled. So there's lots of different ways.
So, you know, this last year, I would imagine, has like catapulted the need for brands to connect even more so with outside of the store. They need to communicate with their customers outside of the store. So can you tell us the role that you guys are playing in that, and how it's changing the experience for a consumer looking for a new beauty product, hair product? And we're going to get into diagnostics a little bit later, but
sure.
Can you talk about that?
So COVID has totally changed the world of beauty. So even before the pandemic, though, there was an increase in online shopping. However, the pandemic helped to accelerate that trend and the demand for innovative digital solutions. And so living in a pandemic, you know, virtual beauty has become a necessity for brands, retailers, and consumers. It's quickly shifted from a nice-to-have to a must-have component of the online shopping experience. And consumers have quickly adopted the use of AR and AI-powered virtual try-on as a means to safely experiment, discover, and shop for beauty, and rely on try before you buy to help them make more confident purchase decisions, which resulted actually in a 32% increase in virtual try-on since the pandemic started. Wow. You know, in addition to this, prior to COVID, you know, the use of community testers resulted in growing hygiene concerns among consumers. So the pandemic has brought a heightened sense of awareness to people about hygiene, and physical testers are quickly being replaced by safer, more convenient, you know, hyper-realistic, you know, digital try-on solutions like those that Perficore and YouCam Makeup have.
So when you think about lips, like lipstick and stuff, I remember years ago kind of getting, like, literally, it feels like a long time ago, like trying on a hair color, I would imagine they always felt a little off, and there's so much, you know, each pigment is so different, right? So I'm just wondering, has it just gotten that much more sophisticated that you can get more and more accurate with these colors and matching?
So that's one of the differentiating factors about our company, is that everything we do needs to look true to life. So that means that the tracking of the products that are getting applied to your face needs to track accurately. They can't, I think some people probably have seen filters where if you move your head, it kind of like falls off your face or whatever it may be. So it needs to track properly to the lips or to the eyes or wherever it's applying. That's why the facial recognition is so important. We have, patents, that, you know, basically are the best in the industry that, you know, are compensating for having the accuracy for facial recognition. You have to look at the underlying skin tones. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that if you have an underlying skin tone, makeup's going to look different on different complexions, you know, whether you have darker skin or lighter skin. You want to be taking into account things like lighting. So all of this, you know, all those advancements and patents and technology can lead to very accurate technology. And I think right now, that's something you're seeing. We actually just launched our new engine with our agile face tracking. And it has over 200 points of face tracking that it does to make it like the very accurate experience.
Hey there, it's Jill with a quick break from the conversation. Do you women feel like your body is starting to rebel and you're just aching to take back control again? For years, you've given so much to so many, and somehow parts of you just got lost in the mix. I know this because that's how it was for me. Well, it's time for you to make your comeback. You heard me right. That's why I wrote a 5-step blueprint for how to start living your best years from this day forward. It's called Wicked, Ageless, and Doing Epic Shit. And you can download your own free copy today by visiting wickedawesomeyou.com/ebook. And now let's get back to the show. Let's finish the beauty conversation before, not that skin diagnostics is not beauty related, but I think that is extremely interesting. And I'm wondering the brand's move to this. So what is their end goal? Is it personalization? What is their goal? Is it to make recommendations? And how does Perfect Core play a role in all of that?
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. One, personalization is really important. Mm-hmm. But two, the technology has been proven to basically increase conversion, increase time on site, increase add to basket or add to cart, decrease return rates. Obviously, if people are more confident in what they're buying, mm-hmm. they're not going to return it. And in overall, it's provides a more satisfying consumer beauty shopping experience because people have the confidence. In regards to the personalization, absolutely. I mean, I think the key driver behind Perfect Core's AI and AR beauty tech innovation is the human needs. And the company sees the needs and pain points of beauty shoppers who want to have not only an enjoyable beauty experience, but also a personalized beauty solutions. As a pioneer, Perfect Core develops and continues to improve its innovative technologies so it can cater to these individual needs and demands for experiential shopping. The technology has a way of, letting you learn more about yourself. Maybe before you didn't know what your proper foundation color was, or you didn't know.
I think I still don't.
What would be, right. Why would you know that? There's so many different shapes. And it's kind of a hard process to do, to find the right match. So this takes all the guesswork out of it because again, the artificial intelligence is able to map that all for you and do, things that, you had to kind of manually do or adjust for before to find the right tone or the right shade or mm-hmm. come up with a product recommendation for you.
So outside of the world of like makeup, there is the world of skincare and, how effective are products and tracking and diagnostics and things like that. Are you working in that arena?
Yeah. So we do more than color cosmetics. So we also do something called an AI skin diagnostic. And that technology detects a dozen of the common skin health concerns that people might have. So hydration, oiliness, redness, spots, wrinkles, texture, dark circles, eye bags, eyelids, firmness, visible pores, radiance, on and on. So it's great. It basically, what we say is you can use this, you know, clean face in the morning, you know, maybe you're doing it in the bathroom, so you don't have any product on, and you can create like a baseline in a skin diary. So you can track the improvement of your skin over time, or if a company saying that a certain product is, you know, going to improve, you know, fine lines or wrinkles or reduce spots, you can kind of track the efficacy to see, am I going in the right direction? So most definitely you can the AI to do a lot of things.
So I'm a consumer. Where am I finding these? Is it directly with the brands? Is this an app? Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So, our solutions truly are omnichannel. And I think that you, as a brand or a retailer, should be adopting a 360-degree omnichannel, you know, experience. So you should be deploying these services through all consumer touch points. So the answer is yes, they're available. We can white label our software as a solution to a lot of our beauty brands and retailers. So it might be on their mobile platform or online, on web. We like to make sure that there's kind of a consistent experience across the physical world. So if you're going to the store, there could be a kiosk there, or you could be using your mobile phone with a QR code. If you're going online, so through, you know, on a PC or web, you can be, you know, having the same experience there, a mobile device. And then most recently, even into social, you know, the social media world. Obviously you can make up sits on a social media feed, but the technology sits in our app, which is a consumer app. But we're also partnering with Snap and Google on projects with them as well, where these technologies will be incorporated.
So can you share a couple of the, I know you work with big beauty brands and chains and things like, or stores. Can you share a couple of them?
Sure, yeah. People like can I said, we work with over 300 global brand partners.
Oh God. Okay.
Across
maybe not all 300,
you know, including makeup, color cosmetics, skin, foundation, hair, AI, face attribute technology, etc. That's mm-hmm. both for indie, small, medium businesses as well as enterprise companies. So some brands that I'm sure that you know would be Estee Lauder or Benefit or Elf, Madison Reed for hair.
Oh, wow.
Color. We even did a partnership with Meredith Media. And even with Lore Magazine. So we work with a lot of different partners.
So one of the things we touched on, but I think is really important, is the idea of suggesting products or matching people with things. And I think, especially in skincare, which I spend a lot of time talking about skincare, is probably the one of the most important things for women or men that are, you know, struggling to find the right products. And so is there ever going to be, I mean, it sounds like stores, like the bigger beauty stores, the Ultas and the Sephoras and those kinds of things will have sort of kiosks that are able to recommend products, or there's just the individual brands that have their own vertical, like Estee Lauder, for instance. Is that kind of how people are getting these more targeted suggestions?
So, I think it depends where you're looking for the information. So again, if you go to a platform like You Can Makeup, we're brand agnostic. So there's lots of different brands incorporated within that site. If you went to a retailer, I'm sure they're going to have multiple brands incorporated into their experience. It could be on like a kiosk or a display. I think actually, again, post-COVID, maybe people may not want to use the in-store kiosk or display. So I think they'll be able to do these experiences with like a QR code in their own personal mobile device. But if you're going to, you know, I guess if it's a brand specific section in that store, or if it's a brand owned website or, you know, mobile app, it's going to be just that particular brand's products. But I think you can, right now, I'd say most of the experiences that you might be seeing online that have any AR, AI, chances are it could be a technology from Perfect.
Yep. So where do you see the future of augmented reality and AI within the beauty skincare world?
Well, one thing I'd say is that like seeing the technology is believing it. So AR and AI are proven to create a more satisfying consumer beauty shopping experience. And I think the future really is going to go into this idea of engagement 360. So it's going to be, the interaction with consumers using different types of medium, combination of video with live stream, AI, and e-commerce. Kind of in this way of engaging consumers so that there's almost a bit of like shoppertainment, if you will.
Shoppertainment. Okay, I love that.
While they're being shopped. And I think two specific examples where you could see this are going to be through AR live streaming for web and something else called the Beauty Advisor one-on-one for web. So the AR live streaming for web is a new one-to-many AR live streaming video service that helps beauty brands quickly enable live stream e-commerce and build on the direct-to-consumer strategy through interactive live shows hosted on their website. Mm-hmm. And the Beauty Advisor 101 for web is also on demand, but it's a one-on-one beauty consultation powered, by technology where somebody could basically request a consultation and you're doing a video call with another person where they're able then to, push the filters and the suggestions onto your device or do the analysis. So it's almost like if you went to a beauty advisor in person, but you're doing it through your phone.
It's almost like telemedicine.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I think the hard part of like buying online and buying, sort of blindly without trying it on, it sounds like it's kind of going away so that you're able to really sort of get more personalized, and that's great. And I think for us women that we're like trying to track like what's going on with our wrinkles, right? So like is the under eye cream that is promising us, wrinkle change or fine line changes, how does that track over time? So that's the stuff that I'm most excited about, to be able to see how things are changing with our skin, because it's amazing how oblivious we are to things that change. Like if we don't take the picture, right? We don't take the before and after picture. So I think it'll be great to marry that. Okay. So one last question before I get some of your deets for everyone. What advice would you tell your 20-year-old self?
Yeah, I think it's important to keep learning, keep growing so that you can keep succeeding. Mm-hmm. So you need to learn faster than the world changes because the world is never going to stop changing and you can never stop learning and growing.
Yeah. Be curious, right? Like constantly. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Where can people find you and Perfect Corp?
Sure. So Perfect Corp, you can find us on LinkedIn under Perfect Corp. Mm-hmm. I'm also there under Adam Gam. Okay. And then you can also follow us at UCAM Apps on things like LinkedIn and Twitter.
Excellent. 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 Well, thank you so much, Adam. I think this is really enlightening as far as like most people don't know that these things are going on behind the scenes. And I think it's super interesting to be able to kind of bring that out. So I can't thank you enough for joining me for this.
Thank you.
All right. Now is the time, ladies. Grab your phone and download the free UCAM app and start playing around with your makeup and hair color. Or next time you're at your favorite beauty store, ask about a virtual makeup consultation. You're going to be totally blown away by what this technology is capable of. If you want to know more about Adam or the augmented reality technology from Perfect Corp, check out the show notes for links. I promise you, this is not a scary app. This is an easy-to-use app that you will be able to start playing with right away and potentially find your perfect shade of makeup. And if you like this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. Your reviews let other women know about the value you find from our podcast. So until next week, I'm Jill Gilbert, your host of Anti-Aging Uncensored. Have a crazy, gorgeous week.